Ever since I was prescribed duloxetine, my life has followed an unfortunate set of circumstances. The awful reaction I had to this medication is still causing me insomnia today, and it's been 2 months of living in this nightmare. This is the story of how duloxetine ruined my life. Before I start, I need to emphasize that this story is not intended to encourage anyone to avoid duloxetine. My goal is to forewarn individuals who are considering trying this antidepressant drug to consult their doctor first and discuss their biological risk of developing the horrific side effects this medication has evoked in me. Something I've noticed is that I am someone who cannot tolerate any reuptake inhibitor drug, so I should have known better than to start a new one. Previously, I was taking Wellbutrin and Venlafaxine simultaneously. I then tapered off with Prozac, which resulted in serotonin syndrome. I quit methylphenidate because it makes me excited and angsty, and I am a recovering crack cocaine addict, which, for those of you who don't know this, cocaine works as a serotonin norepinephrine dopamine reuptake inhibitor, or for short form, SNDRI. Sound familiar? It should be, because all of the drugs mentioned work via reuptake inhibition, similar to cocaine. The reason I bring this up is because everyone I've smoked crack with can tolerate it better, and the duration of their high would last exponentially longer than me. Meanwhile, I crash really hard, sometimes really quickly. So thus, my theory is that regardless of whether it's pharmaceuticals or street drugs, I cannot personally tolerate any reuptake inhibitors. So, if you can relate to this yourself, use precaution when considering a new antidepressant, ask your doctor about the mechanisms of action, and educate yourself on the drugs that you're going to put into your body. And now, on to the story. To preface this story, I'm a 21-year-old male. I live in a country where hospital visits are free, and medications are insured by the government for those under 25 years of age. I've been battling crack addiction for 5 years now. I quit 10 months ago, and since then, I've had about 5 slip-ups. I've been an addict since I was 14, and I've literally been to rehab 6 times. I'm currently on a waiting list to get into rehab. It has almost been a year since my relapse, and I'm still figuring this shit out. The story began in February of 2024. At this time, I had been on 30 milligrams of duloxetine for a month, with no effects nor side effects, so my dose was increased to 60 milligrams, just 5 days before my admission date into rehab. I've been adjusting and changing meds since I was 17 for my mental health, and on this particular day, when my dad dropped me off at the rehab, he noticed I was more stable than he's seen me for as long as he can remember. Boy, was he wrong. After settling in my room, I was ready to participate in the program. I found some friends, and we all sat at a table together in the cafeteria. When lunch was served, I noticed that my appetite had vanished entirely, and I was repulsed by the thought of eating at all, but I didn't give it much thought. When I was in line for nighttime meds, I was very confident that my good old reliable Zolpidem 10 milligrams would warmly nuzzle me to sleep like a lullaby, as it always did. I practiced good sleep hygiene before bed, including showering, avoiding screens for 2 hours, making the bed, and taking my meds immediately before bed. After 15 minutes, I felt the Zolpidem's comforting effects. However, I was still awake an hour after taking it, which was unusual. At first I thought, maybe I'm just getting acclimated to the program, but soon enough, the Zolpidem wore off, and I was wide awake, so I hunkered down and had no option but to lay in bed the whole night. I wasn't that bent out of shape or pissed off the next day, because 24 hours without sleep isn't a lot of time to be awake for me, and I've probably done it 100 times already. Furthermore, at this time, I was prescribed a brand of 50 milligrams methylphenidate called FoQuest, which has triple layer beads, designed to release 3 times throughout the day for a longer lasting extended release effect than double layer beaded XR medications like Adderall or Dexedrine. I was thrilled when the sun came up, reasonably so because I had been basically confined to that room all night. Once the wake-up call went off, I was free to go elsewhere, like the TV room, to lay down on the couches, or sit in the cafeteria to socialize with the early birds, and nobody appeared to notice I hadn't slept at all. My concern was amplified when I was still repulsed by my breakfast, but I went on about my day, attended all of the daily programming, and soon enough, it was nighttime again. "Surely I'll be able to sleep this time," I said. "Anyone would pass out from exhaustion if they were sober the whole time like me." Nighttime meds came again, and now I was less confident the Zolpidem to do its duty. However, I was prescribed 10 milligrams diazepam and 300 milligrams pregabalin at bedtime on top of the Zolpidem. So at this point, I was relying on the back burner meds. Sure enough, the meds wore off after an hour, and eventually, I called it quits again, but I knew I had to preserve my energy, so I stayed in bed tossing and turning, just trying to sleep, but to no avail. On this night, I thought to myself, maybe I'm just going through weed withdrawal, although I hadn't noticed any cravings or anything up to this point, so it never occurred to me prior. As the clock struck 6 a.m., 48 hours had gone by without any sleep. When I woke up, I was at home. Now I'm 2 hours away in the middle of nowhere. Being this far from home, and even how far I was from the nearest hospital, I grew weary. I knew that I wouldn't be able to access the psychiatric care I clearly needed. Things weren't looking good this morning. I started becoming unwell, with anxiety, and my freeze would keep kicking in. I had no idea what was going on, and why the fuck I couldn't eat or sleep at all. This all pissed me off because I had fought a long battle of suffering and trying to pull my shit together for 8 months so that I can get into rehab again, and of course, it backfired on me. To fill you in on those 8 months between June and February, I was put on long-term disability with the condition that I go to rehab to maintain my job, which I already had plans on doing anyway. I found a rehab with lots of praise across my country, but the waiting list was 3 months long, so I was stuck at home on the rural back roads and spent all my time living a very sedentary lifestyle until I got offered a bed. When I got there, however, I quickly felt like I was in a labor camp rather than a drug rehab. I hated every day of the 8 weeks I spent there because of the sheer overexertion and exhaustion due to the intensity of the rehab. We worked from 6 a.m. until 9 or 10:30 p.m. every single day, with very little free time. Half of the clients at the place were on parole conditions, and the other half were what we called health beds. I wasn't on parole, nor have I ever served jail time, and when I asked the parolees, every single one of them told me the exact same thing. They all said, "This program is far harder than jail," and, "I want to go back to prison." Keep in mind, some of these guys came from medium security and witnessed horrible things, which I won't elaborate on. After those 8 weeks, I had enough. I was withdrawing off diazepam because the psychiatrist at that rehab tapered me down way too fast. I was also suffering from akathisia when I had to start an antipsychotic because I had an episode of paranoid psychosis due to the exhaustion combined with the entire dynamic of the program. They were making me wait forever to get the meds I needed for the akathisia, and they let me continue to withdraw even though I visited the hospital, and they faxed them a prescription for benztropine and re-prescribed diazepam. I had enough of their bullshit, and so I left. My parents were furious that I quit, but I was determined to find a better rehab, one that didn't practice slavery and intentional sleep deprivation as their entire philosophy. And 3 months later, I ended up in the rehab where this story began. I was incredibly frustrated after being awake for 48 hours straight. It felt like the last 8 months had flashed before my eyes. I saw all the misery, hopelessness, grief, and loss that my addiction had caused over the years. Despite all the effort I'd put into overcoming it, everything seemed to be coming together, and my dad had commented on how stable I seemed. Suddenly, I found myself in crisis. On morning two, I wasn't fucking around. No faux quest, no relaxing with my eyes closed, and I powered through the day. It wasn't enough though, because all night, I still hadn't gotten even a little half sleep in. I was fully conscious the whole time. At this point, I proposed I go to the emergency room so I could speak to a psychiatrist fast, which is something I have had to do several times, but I was met with discouragement by my counselor. He kept saying, "This is just part of recovery." Then I refuted him by saying, "I haven't been smoking crack for 8 months. This isn't detox. This is my medication causing a crisis." I had enough of how oblivious he was, so I walked away from that conversation because he made me feel guilty for even asking such a thing, even though it was the best option, and I should have followed my gut instinct. My mind was so slow because of the time disorientation, and I became very compulsive. I was extremely uncomfortable living in my own skin, and my body would go into its freeze instinct. For example, I got into my room and had snowy boots, and I didn't want to track the snow into my room, so I just froze and stood there, staring into space, lost in my thoughts. It took me 30 minutes to remove my boots and rigidly tiptoe into bed. One of the rules of the rehab I was at was that you cannot refuse meds, but suddenly, in the blink of an eye, I remembered my doctor's words when he increased the duloxetine from 30 to 60. He said, "I'm going to give you 2 30-milligram capsules, but if anything bad happens, return to 1 capsule." At that moment, I was in line to get my meds, and I realized that I had factored out everything. It was very unusual for me to have appetite suppression to this extreme, and if the weed withdrawal was the sole problem, I would have gotten poor sleep or not enough. It'd be very unlikely to have resulted in complete insomnia for 3 days straight, maybe one, but I'd end up crashing the next night. I did factor in the new environment, but only for the first night. Another indication that I had was I had an uncontrollable urge to crack my neck constantly, which is a side effect I've had from other antidepressants, and indicates the dose is too high or something adverse is happening. I told the nurse I was choosing to lower my dose without their permission, and she vaguely warned me, saying, "Well, part of being in this program is taking your meds." I just shrugged it off, not understanding what she was alluding, but I wasn't going to go through this torture any longer. This was on a Friday, so all the weekday staff in charge of the rehab left, and the weekend staff were there until Tuesday because it was a long weekend. On the fourth night, I anticipated a repeat of the same routine, and despite my efforts, I couldn't fall asleep. Instead, I felt as if I were hypomanic because I felt mental energy that kept my mind alert, but the fatigue was getting to me, and I ended up falling asleep at like 5 a.m., only to be loudly awoken by the PA speaker in my room at 6 a.m. And when I woke from this, I was sure as hell pissed off because I felt so much worse than before, but the good thing was it was the weekend, which meant free time all day. After the fucking megaphone in my room awoke me into shock, I stumbled out of bed, staggering, not so far as tripping over my feet yet, but needless to say, things were getting terrible given that in 4 days, I had slept one out of the other 95 hours. This morning at breakfast, I confirmed my theory that duloxetine was causing these side effects because I began eating more and slowly regained my appetite. So, on day 4, I was losing myself after that 1 hour nap that destroyed me, but the straw that broke the camel's back was a song I heard coming from the next room over, and I had the worst panic attack of my life because it was a song that my evil ex-girlfriend involved in my last relapse would play while we smoked crack together, so, of course, it caused flashbacks. At this point, I had no composure left. I ran down the hall, went outside, and started hitting my head off a brick wall until it bled. I was stopped in the act, and the staff had to call the ambulance. I knew I was the most isolated hospital I'd ever been to when I arrived, and they told me they literally had no psychiatrists. Eventually, after waiting for a doctor, I had to explain everything all over again because the ambulance driver didn't hand off any of the info I'd given them in the ambulance, and I almost didn't get any help. The nurse walked in and said, "How can I help you?" I was in shock and didn't realize yet that she didn't know anything about me, but even after I explained that I'd been awake for 4 days straight because of a medication, she just looked at me and said, "Well, you seem fine to me." This made me really angry at the world. She just thought I was high since she knew I had addiction issues, but after talking with her and the doctor, I said, "It seems as if you guys think I'm high. They both just looked at each other, and from then on, I could tell they believed me. We talked, and I suggested we add 25 milligrams of Seroquel, so the doctor sent me back to the rehab with a week's worth in a bottle. After I got back to the rehab, it was time for bed again, and thankfully, I got some sleep that night. The sleep wasn't restful enough, so I was still loopy and anxious. However, I continuously regained my appetite, which made me feel better. The following two nights, I managed to sleep through, and my eating habits were much more natural than before. I was starting to think my sleep was returning to normal. I began feeling like everything would be okay, but when I got up Tuesday morning, after 7 days of torture, I thought I had suffered enough. I was wrong because the staff in charge returned, and they concluded that I needed to be medically discharged from the rehab, and I had 15 minutes to gather my shit and leave. I was under the impression I could reapply when I got home. When I called, the intake coordinator said I had to wait 3 months before reapplying. After hearing this, I felt hopeless, so I started digging. I discovered that I could call the clinical director of the rehab and make a formal complaint. So I called her up, and after I explained how much I wanted to return, she decided that all I would need to reapply would be a note from my doctor explaining that I'm medically stable on my meds. I was thrilled to hear this, and furthermore, I didn't have any problem sleeping anymore, so I was confident that I'd get the letter I needed to return. When I called my doctor, I didn't need Seroquel anymore because my sleep had returned to normal. I was having a lot of agitation and discomfort, so my doctor switched me from diazepam to clonazepam to give me the best opportunity for success upon returning to rehab. I don't remember the following 9 days after, but on March 2nd, it hit me again, and I could no longer sleep without medication, nor could I eat anything without forcing myself. In a sleep-deprived state the next day, I made the poor decision to go into my parents' closet where they hid medication and stole 15 10-milligram diazepams, so that night I took 90 milligrams just so I could sleep. The next night rolled around and I took 60 milligrams and couldn't sleep at all. My grandfather lives next door and has always been helpful to me when I have insomnia. He sometimes would give me 15 milligrams of oxazepam, so I went home and took it and just sat there and still couldn't sleep. In a drunken state from all the benzos, I lost my inhibitions, had enough of the insomnia, and was ready to die for the first time in my life. I decided I was ready and attempted to gulp back all my pills, knowing I would end up in a coma or dead. I found over 2 months worth of pregabalin. I take 600 per day, so there were approximately 35 grams. There were also about 150 milligrams of diazepam that hadn't been returned to the pharmacy, a month's worth of clonazepam, so about 45 milligrams. I had probably 500 milligrams of methylphenidate and maybe 100 milligrams of zolpidem and some other stuff I can't remember. I had to get past my mom first because she was in the way of the closet, so I walked by casually, grabbed the bag, and tried to get past her. She gripped it, and I didn't want to be aggressive with my mom, so I let go. She was traumatized by my behavior and quickly dialed 911. I was so remorseful for what I did to her, so I jumped over the railing down a flight of stairs, but landed on my one foot and just fell up the stairs and was barely injured. When I got to the hospital, they ended up giving me 50 milligrams of Seroquel, and somehow, I managed to fall asleep. When I woke up, they contacted my parents, and they didn't want me to come home and needed a break, so I went directly to a crisis center from the hospital. The center I was in was for people at risk of homelessness, or just for crisis support. It's a nice house with a beautiful kitchen. I could even bring my nicotine vape with me. They also had lockboxes for people to store their drugs in. The only rule was you had to leave the property to get high, and you could come back tweaking balls if you wanted to. When I arrived, I was so drugged up from all the benzos that I stumbled around everywhere and had to use the elevator. The first night was pretty easy, even though I didn't sleep because I could vape outside whenever I wanted, and other people were awake all night that I could talk to. This made it much easier to remain calm since I wasn't confined to my room this time. My doctor was away for the week, so out of the kindness and love in my dad's heart, he took me to a walk-in clinic to get some trazodone. The clinic doctor only gave me 25 milligrams, which was not nearly enough because by this point, my sleep threshold was substantially higher. That night, I combined it with 2.5 milligrams of clonazepam and zolpidem, but it was useless, and I stayed awake. On night 3 at the center, I managed to get 3 hours of broken up sleep from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I was sleeping so lightly that I had a hypnagogic hallucination, which is a type of hallucination where you're on the cusp of waking up. It felt like I was on DMT for a couple seconds, and then I woke up. I had enough. I was skeptical, but decided to stop taking the Cymbalta because I was living on protein shakes and could barely eat a small yogurt. I was sitting at the table crying because I just wanted to eat. The environment I was in was very triggering for me, especially since I was a 20-minute walk away from my dealer, and I could return back to the center when I was done. So this is where the stupidity began, and I gave in even after 3 days of barely sleeping, and went to grab a 70-piece of crack. Even though the cops don't care about drug users in my city, and people can be spotted smoking drugs all over the place, I still felt paranoid about where I was smoking up. Whenever I don't have a place to use safely, I walk around downtown looking for alleyways or trying to find tents in the park where the homeless live. This time, I wanted to be more stealthy, so I climbed up this mountain in my city with a stairway about 100 or so steps tall. As I walked up the stairs, my legs were trembling, and I could barely descend the steps without collapsing. When I got back to the center safely, I was tweaking and could barely compose myself enough to communicate, and my fine motor function was fucked that I needed help opening the pills I took to calm down. Needless to say, because of my stupidity, I didn't deserve to sleep that night, but it's just unfortunate the hospital would refer me to such a triggering environment right after I left rehab early. This facility is not allowed to stop people from taking extra meds. You could overdose if you wanted to, and there's nothing they can do other than call an ambulance. Luckily for me, my dad only left me with the amount of medication I needed. That night, 75 milligrams of trazodone must have provided me with some sleep. I honestly can't remember, but after 2 days off the duloxetine, I regained my ability to eat again, and I was eating like a champ. I had lost about 10 pounds, and I gained it back quickly. The last night I was there, I didn't get any sleep again, but luckily, someone was awake to keep me company. He had some good weed, and the staff let us roll up in the front room. Then we could walk across the road and smoke up on the sidewalk, and we did that all night until I was ready to go, and my parents allowed me to come back home. I ended up crashing at 4 p.m. off 50 milligrams of trazodone for 5 hours, and when I woke up, I took 100 milligrams of Seroquel and crashed again and woke up 13 hours later. The sleepless nights were getting to be too much, and I was having suicidal ideation, so I bit the bullet and decided to drive an hour away to the best mental health hospital in all of my country. My dad and I were worried that I wouldn't get admitted, but they did because of my suicidality. The doctor gave me 200 milligrams of trazodone for my first night, and I just became a complete zombie and laid there in bed for 3 hours, but then I got up. And I could barely even muster up a word and look like I was slumped. Told a staff member I was trying to look for ways to kill myself. So they gave me Ativan to fall asleep. I didn't want to take it because my benzo tolerance had already skyrocketed, but I succumbed, and it actually worked. Every weekday, the clients all got to speak to a psychiatrist, and when we were talking, even the psychiatrist agreed that what was going on was perplexing. So we just kept throwing sleeping meds at me to see what worked. One night, I was feeling so suicidal that I left my room and started hitting my head on the concrete, and the hospital had to announce a code white, which is the code used for patients deemed dangerous. The only person I was a danger to was myself. I kept punching myself in the head, and they called the intensive care unit to bring a restraint bed and told me if I didn't take Ativan and Loxapine, they were gonna strap me down and give it to me intravenously. I took the pills, so the restraint bed was brought back over to the intensive care unit, but but a staff member had to be in my room that night until I woke up. On Friday, the psychiatrist and I finalized my medication regimen, and he suggested that Monday would be a good day to leave. I was so eager to go on Monday that I didn't tell him I barely slept that night. I'm thankful I went though. I wouldn't dare go to the psych ward in my own city because I've been locked in a foam room with a mattress on the ground, no pillow, a camera facing the toilet, and nobody came to talk to me for 5 days, with people screaming all night in the hallway. I hated those pigs, so every time I had to piss, I did it on the floor beside the toilet so the camera couldn't watch me, and I threw all my food waste on the floor. I stuffed my blanket in the toilet bowl when I was about to leave. They deserved it, and I'm very proud I did so. I traveled to the mental health hospital I went to because it's much more humane. Everyone gets their own room and bathroom with a shower. They have programs to go through throughout the week, and a big common room with a TV and tables and chairs where I spent most of my time coloring with the friends I acquired. It's been about 3 weeks since I was discharged from the hospital, and I have had problems sleeping every night since. I've constantly bothered my doctor with emails and calls to the office to change meds, but I'm finally at the point now where I'm on the waiting list to get back into the rehab I was discharged from, and I slept the whole night last night, which I haven't done since the very beginning of the story. I thought this story would end on a sad note, but things are looking up for me. If I continue to sleep every night, I'll be all set to go as soon as they call me. In the end, to sleep, I am taking 200 milligrams of Seroquel, which is insane to me because before the start of the story, I was taking 8 times less than what helped me before the story began. I am also now taking mirtazapine and Davigo for sleep, and I didn't need any of these meds before this all started. This is further proof to me that duloxetine caused all this stuff to happen in my life, and here I am, 2 months later, still recovering.